Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled Lies in the Mirror. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1. Reflections of Deception. The sound of rain tapping against the windowpane was a soothing backdrop to Amelia Clark's quiet evening. She sat at her desk, the glow of her laptop illuminating her face as she typed out notes from her latest therapy session. The soft murmur of jazz played from her speakers, a small ritual she enjoyed after long days of listening to other people's troubles. Tonight she welcomed the solitude. The knock at her door startled her. Amelia frowned, glancing at the clock, 9:27 p.m. She wasn't expecting anyone. Rising cautiously, she walked to the door, her bare feet silent on the hardwood floor. Peeking through the peephole, she saw a man standing in the dim light of the hallway. He was tall, wearing a dark coat, his face obscured by the brim of a dripping wet hat. "Can I help you?" she called out, not opening the door. "Miss Clark." His voice was gravelly urgent. "Yes. It's Elena. I have a message for her." Amelia's heart skipped a beat. Elena. A name she hadn't heard in years, spoken as though the woman behind it still occupied this world. For a fleeting moment, Amelia thought of slamming the door and pretending this moment wasn't happening. But curiosity mixed with unease held her in place. "You have the wrong person," she said. "Elena isn't here." The man hesitated, then reached into his coat pocket. Amelia instinctively stepped back, her pulse quickening. But he didn't draw a weapon. Instead, he slipped a slim envelope through the gap beneath the door. "She'll want to see this," he said, his voice low. Before she could respond, he turned and walked away, his footsteps echoing down the hallway. Amelia stared at the envelope lying on the floor. It was stark white, but the edges were smeared with what looked like dried blood. Her breath hitched. Picking it up, she felt the weight of the paper, the ominous thickness of something she wasn't sure she wanted to open. Her hands trembled as she tore the envelope open. Inside was a folded piece of paper and a small Polaroid photograph. She unfolded the note first, her eyes scanning the jagged handwriting. "You can't run forever. Your time is up. V." The photograph slipped from her fingers and landed on the desk. Amelia picked it up, her stomach knotting as she stared at the image. It was a candid shot of a woman standing in a dimly lit bar, her features strikingly familiar. Her hair was shorter, dyed jet black instead of Amelia's chestnut brown, but the resemblance was undeniable. It was Elena. For the first time in years, Amelia felt the familiar churn of confusion and anger that her twin sister's name always invoked. Their last conversation had been a vicious fight, one that ended with Elena storming out of her life and leaving nothing but unanswered questions in her wake. Amelia had tried to move on, burying her sister's memory deep in the past where it belonged. But now it seemed Elena had other plans. She sank into her chair, the photograph clutched in her hand. Questions buzzed through her mind like static. Who was the man at the door? What did Elena do this time? And why did she need Amelia to clean up her mess? Before she could dwell on the note's implications, her phone buzzed. It was a text from an unknown number. "We know you're hiding her. Come clean or we'll come for you too." The blood drained from Amelia's face. This wasn't a mistake. They thought she was Elena. Whoever they were, they believed she was complicit in whatever her twin had done. Panic began to rise, but Amelia forced herself to breathe deeply, a habit she often taught her patients. She needed answers and she needed them fast. Looking down at the Polaroid again, she noticed something she'd missed before. A man's hand on Elena's shoulder, partially visible in the corner of the frame. His wrist bore a tattoo of an intricate serpent wrapped around a dagger. Amelia grabbed her laptop, typing the description into the search bar. She sifted through dozens of images before finding a match. The tattoo belonged to a gang known for high-profile robberies and international smuggling. A cold dread settled over her. This wasn't just Elena's mess. It was a dangerous web of crime that could pull Amelia under. The rain outside intensified, matching the storm brewing inside her. She had two choices. Run like she'd always done when it came to her sister, or step into Elena's world to clear her name. Amelia picked up the photograph again, her jaw tightening. If Elena thought she could drag her into this chaos and escape unscathed, she was wrong. It was time to find her sister and end this once and for all. Chapter 2. A Past Unraveled. Amelia's sleepless night was spent poring over the photograph, the blood-stained note, and the message on her phone. By morning, her apartment was bathed in the pale light of a cloudy day, but no clarity had come. Instead, Amelia felt like she was teetering on the edge of a precipice, staring down into an abyss of uncertainty. She sipped her coffee, her mind running through every detail of her and Elena's turbulent past. Growing up, they had been inseparable, a bond forged by their identical appearance and the chaos of their fractured family. But as they got older, Elena had changed, her charm becoming a tool for manipulation, her rebellious streak transforming into outright defiance. By the time they were in their 20s, their lives had diverged completely. Amelia, ever the responsible one, pursued a career in therapy, dedicating herself to helping others navigate their emotional scars. Elena, on the other hand, thrived in chaos, her choices leading her down a darker path that Amelia could no longer follow. The last time they'd spoken, 5 years ago, it had ended in anger and silence. Till now. Determined to piece together the puzzle, Amelia logged into her computer and accessed an old social media profile she hadn't used in years. It had been a shared account she and Elena had created in their teens, back when their lives had seemed simpler. Searching through the messages and friend lists, Amelia found what she was looking for. Old contacts who might still be connected to Elena. One name stood out: Victor Langston. He had been Elena's on-again, off-again boyfriend, a slick-talking grifter who had a reputation for running scams. Amelia remembered him vividly, a man who had once tried to charm his way into her good graces, only to set off alarm bells in her mind. If anyone knew where Elena was, it would be him. A quick online search revealed that Victor hadn't strayed far from his criminal roots. His name popped up in news articles about illegal arms deals and fraudulent schemes. Tracking him down would be risky, but Amelia didn't have a choice. Later that afternoon, Amelia found herself standing outside a seedy bar on the outskirts of the city. The dim neon sign flickered above the entrance, and the air smelled of cigarette smoke and stale beer. She hesitated for a moment, questioning the wisdom of what she was about to do. But the image of Elena in that Polaroid, coupled with the threats against her, spurred her forward. Inside, the bar was dimly lit, with a few patrons nursing drinks and keeping to themselves. Amelia scanned the room until her eyes landed on a familiar figure slouched in a booth, Victor. His sharp features had softened with age, but his eyes still held the same predatory glint she remembered. She approached cautiously, her heart pounding. Victor. He looked up, his expression shifting from mild curiosity to surprise. Well, well. If it isn't the good twin. He gestured to the seat across from him. To what do I owe the pleasure? Amelia sat down, ignoring the snide remark. I need to find Elena. Victor chuckled, swirling the drink in his glass. You looking for her? That's rich. I thought you washed your hands of her years ago. This isn't a reunion, Amelia said sharply. She's in trouble and I need to know where she is. Victor leaned back, studying her with an amused smirk. Trouble? Elena's middle name is Trouble. What's she gotten herself into this time? I don't know, but someone came to my door last night with a bloody note and a photo of her. Whoever she's involved with thinks I'm her. Victor's amusement faded, replaced by something darker. You're in deeper than you realize, sweetheart. If they're sending messages like that, it's not just a misunderstanding. Elena's running with dangerous people. People who don't ask questions before pulling the trigger. Then help me, Amelia pressed. Where is she? Victor hesitated, his fingers drumming on the table. Finally, he leaned forward, lowering his voice. Last I heard, she was in Atlanta working some kind of job for a big-shot client. If you're smart, you'll leave it alone. Let her clean up her own mess. I don't have that luxury, Amelia said, her voice firm. If I don't find her, they'll come for me. Victor sighed, scribbling an address on a napkin. This is where she was staying the last time I saw her. Don't say I didn't warn you. That night, Amelia packed a small bag and booked a last-minute flight to Atlanta. As she stared out the window of the plane, the city lights below twinkling like a constellation, she felt the weight of her decision pressing down on her. She was stepping into a world she didn't understand, chasing a sister who had long since abandoned her. But if Elena thought she could hide forever, she was wrong. Amelia was coming for answers and she wouldn't stop until she got them. Chapter 3, The Masquerade Begins. The Atlanta air was humid, clinging to Amelia's skin as she stepped out of the taxi and onto the cracked pavement of a rundown motel. The building loomed like a forgotten relic, its faded paint peeling under the dim yellow glow of a flickering sign. The address Victor had given her led here, a place that reeked of desperation and secrecy. Amelia hesitated before entering, clutching the strap of her bag as her mind wrestled with the uncertainty of what she might find. This wasn't her world. She was a therapist, used to untangling the threads of other people's lives, not running headfirst into a web of crime and deception. But as much as she wanted to turn back, the threats lingering over her life and career left her no choice. Inside, the motel lobby was as decrepit as the exterior. A bored clerk sat behind a counter cluttered with outdated brochures and a dusty lamp. He barely glanced up as Amelia approached. "I'm looking for someone," she said, her voice steady despite the nerves prickling her skin. "Elena Clark. She might have stayed here recently." The clerk raised an eyebrow, chewing on the end of a pen. "We don't give out information on guests." Amelia reached into her wallet and slid a crisp $100 bill across the counter. The clerk's eyes lit up as he snatched the money. "Room 205," he said with a shrug. "But she hasn't been around for a while." The door to room 205 was slightly ajar, the faint scent of cigarettes and cheap perfume wafting out. Amelia pushed it open cautiously, stepping into the dimly lit space. The room was a mess, clothes strewn across the floor, empty liquor bottles on the nightstand, and a half-packed suitcase lying open on the bed. It was exactly how she imagined Elena would live, chaotic, transient, and careless. She began searching the room for clues, her fingers trembling as she sifted through Elena's belongings. A battered notebook caught her eye, tucked beneath a stack of crumpled receipts. Flipping through its pages, Amelia found notes written in her sister's familiar scrawl. They detailed cryptic plans, meeting locations, and names that meant nothing to Amelia but sent a chill down her spine. One entry stood out: "Meeting with V tomorrow. He's getting impatient. Need to finalize the deal." V, the same initial from the blood-stained note. Whoever this person was, they were connected to Elena's current predicament, and Amelia's own. Her search was interrupted by the sound of footsteps approaching the room. Panic surged through her as she froze, listening. A man's voice barked orders, followed by the unmistakable click of a gun being loaded. Amelia's heart pounded as she realized she had been followed. Thinking quickly, Amelia grabbed the notebook and slipped into the small bathroom, closing the door as quietly as she could. She pressed her ear to the door, straining to hear. "Looks like she's not here," one voice said gruffly. "Check the place. She left something behind. V wants it," another replied. Amelia's mind raced. Whoever these men were, they weren't here for her. They were looking for something Elena had left behind. She clutched the notebook tightly, realizing its importance. It was likely the very thing they were after. As the men moved through the room, Amelia spotted the small window above the bathroom sink. It was barely wide enough, but desperation pushed her to act. She climbed onto the counter, her heart pounding as she wiggled through the narrow opening. The drop to the ground wasn't far, but she landed awkwardly, pain shooting up her ankle. Ignoring it, she limped toward the edge of the property, blending into the shadows as she made her escape. Back at a nearby cafe, Amelia sat in a corner booth, her hands still trembling as she flipped through the notebook again. The pages revealed more about Elena's involvement with dangerous criminals and hinted at a larger operation. One name kept appearing: Victor Sokolov. A quick internet search confirmed her suspicions. He was a known arms dealer with connections to a vast network of organized crime. Amelia realized she was in way over her head. This wasn't just about clearing her name anymore. Elena's actions had dragged her into a world of ruthless criminals who wouldn't hesitate to eliminate her if they thought she was a threat. Her phone buzzed on the table, jolting her from her thoughts. It was another text from the unknown number. "You're good at hiding, but not good enough. We'll find you and her." Amelia's blood ran cold. She had no doubt they were watching her every move. She needed a plan, and she needed it fast. That night, as Amelia lay in her hotel room, the notebook clutched to her chest, a new resolve took hold. If she wanted to survive, she couldn't just react, she had to act. If they thought she was Elena, she would use that to her advantage. She would step into her sister's shoes, infiltrate her world and uncover the truth from the inside. For the first time in her life, Emilia would embrace the chaos Elena thrived in. And she would do it better. Chapter 4: The Web of Lies. Emilia woke before dawn, the faint light filtering through the hotel curtains doing little to calm the storm brewing inside her. The notebook sat open on the bed beside her, its pages filled with Elena's chaotic handwriting, a roadmap to a world Emilia had never wanted to enter. But if she wanted to survive, she had to embrace it. Her first task was to learn more about Viktor Sokolov. According to the notes, Elena had planned a meeting with him in 2 days at a warehouse on the outskirts of the city. Emilia knew she couldn't walk into such a meeting unprepared. She needed to study her sister, her mannerisms, her speech, her style. If she was going to pull this off, she couldn't just look like Elena. She had to become her. The transformation. Emilia spent the morning scouring Elena's belongings for clues. She found a sleek black wig in the suitcase, matching the shorter hairstyle Elena had adopted in the photograph. There were cosmetics, unfamiliar perfumes, and an array of outfits that screamed danger and allure. Emilia felt a pang of discomfort as she slipped into one of Elena's leather jackets, the scent of her sister's perfume clinging to the fabric. Standing in front of the mirror, Emilia applied bold makeup, mimicking the sultry, sharp-edged look Elena favored. When she placed the wig on her head and tilted her chin up, she barely recognized herself. For a fleeting moment, she wondered if this was how Elena felt every day, like a stranger wearing a mask. Satisfied with her appearance, Emilia practiced her voice, adopting the confident, biting tone she remembered from their last conversation. She rehearsed phrases she might need, imagining the questions Viktor might ask and crafting Elena-like responses. By the time she stepped out of the hotel room, Emilia was no longer herself. She was Elena Clark, reckless, cunning, and unafraid. Infiltrating the network. The first stop was one of the addresses listed in the notebook. A bar called the Black Crown, noted as a meeting point for Elena's associates. Emilia's heart raced as she approached the entrance, her heels clicking against the pavement. She pushed the door open, stepping into the smoky, dimly lit room. The patrons barely glanced at her as she walked to the bar, but she could feel their eyes on her back. A burly bartender approached, his expression neutral but wary. Emilia remembered the name scrawled in the notebook. Tony. What'll it be? Tony asked, wiping a glass with a rag. Whiskey neat, Emilia said, her voice steady. She waited until he placed the glass in front of her before leaning in slightly. Tell Viktor I'm back. The bartender's hand froze for a fraction of a second before he resumed wiping the glass. You've got guts showing your face here, Elena, he said, his voice low. Word is, Viktor's not happy with you. Emilia forced a smirk, channeling the confidence she didn't feel. He'll be even less happy if he doesn't hear what I have to say. Let him know I'll see him at the warehouse. Tony studied her for a moment before nodding. You've got a death wish, lady, but I'll pass the message. Danger in the shadows. Emilia stayed at the bar longer than she intended, nursing her drink and eavesdropping on conversations. She picked up snippets of information about Viktor's operations, smuggling routes, deals gone wrong, and whispers of betrayal within his ranks. It was dangerous to linger, but Emilia knew she needed every scrap of information she could gather. As she left the bar, the humid night air enveloped her. She had only made it a few steps when a voice stopped her. Well, well. If it isn't the elusive Elena. Emilia turned slowly, her stomach tightening. A tall man with a scar running down his cheek emerged from the shadows, flanked by two others. He had a predatory smile that didn't reach his eyes. You've got some nerve showing up after what you pulled, he said, stepping closer. Viktor's been looking for you. Then you'll be happy to know I'm looking for him, Emilia replied, keeping her voice calm. I've got unfinished business to settle. The man chuckled darkly. You've got unfinished business, all right. Too bad Viktor's not as forgiving as you might hope. Before Emilia could respond, one of the men lunged at her. Instinct and adrenaline kicked in as she dodged, her elbow connecting with his ribs. She turned and ran, her heels clicking against the pavement as shouts erupted behind her. She darted into a narrow alley, her heart pounding as she searched for an escape route. A fire escape ladder loomed overhead, and Emilia jumped, grabbing hold and pulling herself up despite the strain in her arms. She climbed to the rooftop, her breath ragged as she crouched behind an air conditioning unit. The men searched the alley below, cursing as they failed to find her. After several tense minutes, they gave up and left, their footsteps fading into the distance. Amelia sank to the ground, her pulse racing. A new resolve. Back at her hotel, Amelia replayed the encounter in her mind. It was clear that Elena's world was even more treacherous than she had imagined. She couldn't afford to make any mistakes. If Victor's men caught onto her deception, there would be no second chances. As she studied the notes in the journal again, a new resolve took hold. Amelia wasn't just playing a role, she was surviving. And if she had to become the monster to beat the monsters, so be it. The masquerade had begun and there was no turning back now. Chapter 5. Betrayal in the Blood. Amelia sat in the dim glow of her hotel room, her hands tracing the worn edges of Elena's notebook. Every name, every location, every cryptic note scratched into its pages felt like another piece of a puzzle that could either save her or destroy her. The bruises forming on her arms from the earlier encounter were a stark reminder that she was playing a dangerous game, one with no room for mistakes. The next meeting with Victor Sokolov loomed closer, and Amelia knew she couldn't rely on luck alone. If she wanted to convince Victor she was Elena, she needed more than just the right look. She needed leverage. That meant diving even deeper into Elena's world of lies and deception. A familiar face. The next morning, Amelia returned to the Black Crown, this time armed with more confidence and a plan. She wasn't just walking into the lion's den, she was stepping in as the lion. Tony, the bartender, greeted her with a wary glance but didn't say much as he poured her drink. Amelia scanned the room, her eyes landing on a woman sitting in a corner booth, her sharp features accentuated by a cascade of fiery red hair. The woman was Lana Vasquez, one of Elena's closest allies, according to the notebook. Lana's reputation preceded her. She was known for being ruthless, loyal only to herself, and capable of reading people like an open book. Amelia swallowed her nerves and approached, her heels clicking against the wooden floor. Lana looked up, her eyes narrowing slightly. "Elena," she said, her voice dripping with sarcasm. "Back from the dead, are we?" "I didn't know I was gone," Amelia replied smoothly, sliding into the seat across from her. "But it seems like everyone's been busy spreading rumors." Lana smirked, twirling the straw in her drink. "You've got a lot of nerve showing up here. Victor's been looking for you, and not in the let's have a chat over coffee kind of way." "I'll deal with Victor," Amelia said, leaning in. "But first, I need to know who's been feeding him lies about me." Lana's expression hardened, but Amelia caught the flicker of interest in her eyes. "Why should I help you?" "Because you're smart enough to know that if Victor takes me down, you'll be next," Amelia said, her tone cold and measured. "You and I both know how this game works. If I'm gone, he'll need someone else to blame when things go south." Lana studied her for a long moment, then chuckled. "You've still got that fire. Fine, I'll help you for now. But don't think for a second I'm doing this out of loyalty." Amelia nodded, relieved but careful not to show it. "I wouldn't expect anything less. The first betrayal." With Lana's reluctant cooperation, Amelia gained access to more of Elena's network. Together, they pieced together the truth about Victor's growing suspicions. Someone within the organization had been feeding him false information, deliberately painting Elena as a traitor. The deeper Amelia dug, the clearer it became that Elena had been set up. But there was one problem. Amelia didn't know whether Elena was innocent or guilty. The notebook was riddled with half-finished plans and coded messages, but nothing definitively pointed to Elena betraying Victor. Amelia began to suspect that her twin might have been double-crossing Victor while simultaneously being framed by someone even more cunning. As Amelia prepared for the meeting with Victor, Lana dropped a bombshell. "I heard something else," she said, her voice low. "Victor thinks you're working with someone from the outside. He's got a mole feeding him information about you." Amelia's stomach churned. "Who?" Lana hesitated. "Tony. The bartender. The man Amelia had been relying on for information." The realization hit her like a punch to the gut. If Tony was the mole, then everything she had done so far could already be compromised. And if Victor knew she wasn't Elena, the meeting would be a death trap. Setting the trap. Amelia didn't confront Tony outright. Instead, she decided to use him to her advantage. That night, she returned to the Black Crown and acted as though nothing had changed. Tony greeted her with his usual gruff indifference, but Amelia noticed the way his eyes lingered on her for a moment too long. She leaned against the bar, ordering her usual whiskey neat. As Tony poured the drink, Amelia leaned closer, lowering her voice. I've got a message for Victor. Tell him I'll be at the warehouse tomorrow and I'll have the proof he's been looking for. Tony nodded, his expression neutral, but Amelia caught the slight twitch in his jaw. He was going to relay the message, but he would also warn Victor of something else. Something Amelia had already anticipated. Walking into the lion's den. The warehouse was a sprawling, decrepit structure on the outskirts of the city. Amelia arrived just before sunset, the orange light casting long shadows across the graffiti-covered walls. She parked her car a safe distance away and approached on foot, her senses on high alert. Inside, the air was thick with tension. Viktor Sokolov stood at the center of the room, flanked by armed men. His sharp, icy eyes locked onto Amelia as she entered, and for a moment the silence was deafening. Elena, he said, his voice a deep, menacing growl. You've got a lot of explaining to do. Amelia held her ground, meeting his gaze with unwavering confidence. And you've got a lot of apologizing to do, Victor. I've been loyal to you and this is how you repay me? Believing lies fed to you by a rat? Victor's eyes narrowed. What are you talking about? Amelia smirked, pulling Elena's notebook from her bag. This. It has everything, names, dates, deals. Including the one person who's been feeding you false information. She opened the notebook to a page she had carefully doctored the night before, pointing to Tony's name scrawled alongside incriminating notes. Victor's expression darkened as he read. You're saying Tony's the mole? He asked, his tone dangerously low. I'm not saying it. Your own suspicions are, Amelia replied smoothly. You've been looking for a traitor and I just handed him to you. Victor's gaze flickered toward one of his men, who nodded and disappeared out the door. Amelia knew she had just signed Tony's death warrant, but it was the only way to keep her own cover intact. As the meeting concluded, Victor motioned for Amelia to stay behind. You've bought yourself time, but you're not off the hook yet, he warned. Prove your loyalty, or I'll make sure you regret ever coming back. Amelia nodded, keeping her expression stoic, but inside she was reeling. She had survived the meeting, but the web of lies she was spinning was becoming harder to control. The line between Elena and herself was blurring, and Amelia wasn't sure how much longer she could keep up the act. Chapter 6. Mirror, Mirror. The night after her meeting with Victor, Amelia couldn't sleep. Every shadow in her dimly lit hotel room seemed to press down on her, and every faint creak of the building made her flinch. She had survived the first step into Elena's world, but the stakes had only grown higher. Victor's parting words echoed in her mind, prove your loyalty, or I'll make sure you regret ever coming back. But how could she prove loyalty to a man who thought she was someone else? Worse, how long could she pretend to be Elena before she became consumed by her sister's lies? As she sat on the edge of the bed, the motel's cheap lamp casting pale light over the notebook, her phone buzzed on the nightstand. The unknown number again. This time the message was longer. You think you're clever, don't you? Playing dress up in your sister's world. But you'll never be her. Let's see how long you last before Victor sees through you. Amelia's blood ran cold. The words weren't just a threat, they were a confirmation. Someone knew she wasn't Elena. Worse, they were watching her every move. The confrontation. Determined not to be paralyzed by fear, Amelia decided to take control of the situation. She went back through Elena's notebook, searching for any clue about the person sending the messages. The pages were filled with cryptic entries, but one caught her attention. Drop off at the pier, midnight. Make sure Kay doesn't find out. The pier was close enough for Amelia to investigate, and the mention of someone being kept in the dark, Kay hinted at internal conflict. If Amelia could uncover who this person was, she might find her informant or, at the very least, gain leverage. She arrived at the pier just before midnight, the salty air chilling her skin. The place was deserted, save for a single car parked near the docks. Two figures stood by the trunk, their movements tense as they exchanged what looked like a package. Amelia crept closer, hiding behind a stack of wooden crates. The moonlight glinted off the face of one man, Lana Vasquez. Her fiery hair was tied back, her sharp features shadowed in the dim light. The other figure was a man Amelia didn't recognize, but his voice carried over the water. She's back, he said. And Victor's already sniffing around. Lana smirked. Let him sniff. He'll be too busy cleaning up his own mess to notice anything else. Amelia's chest tightened. This wasn't just a deal. This was a conspiracy. Lana was working against Victor, and she likely wasn't alone. But as much as Amelia wanted to confront her, she knew it would be suicide. Instead, she waited until the pair left, then crept to the spot where they had been standing. The package they exchanged was gone, but a small, discarded scrap of paper caught Amelia's eye. It was torn and damp, but the writing was clear enough to make out. Elena's leverage equals Victor's biggest secret. Meet at safe house. Amelia folded the note and slipped it into her pocket. Whoever was working with Lana clearly had plans that went beyond double-crossing Victor. And Elena was somehow at the center of it all. Twisted reunion. The next day, Amelia was on edge. The note had opened more questions than answers, but it confirmed her suspicion that Elena had been playing a dangerous game before she disappeared. And if Amelia didn't find her sister soon, she would be swallowed whole by Elena's web of lies. Her thoughts were interrupted by a sharp knock at her door. Amelia froze, every muscle in her body tensing. She grabbed a knife from the nightstand, a small but sharp blade she had taken to carrying for protection, and moved cautiously to the door. "Who is it?" she called out, her voice steady. "It's me." The voice sent a jolt through her. It was Elena. Amelia opened the door slowly, and there she was, her twin sister, alive and as infuriatingly confident as ever. Elena's dark hair was disheveled, her sharp eyes scanning Amelia with a mix of amusement and suspicion. "Well, well," Elena said, leaning against the doorframe. "Looks like someone's been playing dress-up." Amelia didn't lower the knife. "What the hell are you doing here?" "I could ask you the same thing," Elena replied, stepping inside and closing the door behind her. "You've been poking around in things you don't understand. Do you have any idea how dangerous this is?" "I didn't have a choice," Amelia shot back, her voice rising. "People think I'm you. They've been threatening me, chasing me. I had to step into your world just to survive." Elena smirked. "And how's that working out for you?" "Don't play games with me, Elena," Amelia said, her grip tightening on the knife. "What did you do to Victor? Why are they after you?" Elena's expression darkened. "You don't get it, do you? This isn't just about Victor. This is about power, control. He thinks he's untouchable, but I've got something on him that could bring his entire empire crashing down. And you've dragged me into it," Amelia snapped. "I didn't ask for this, Elena. I've been risking my life trying to clean up your mess." Elena stepped closer, her voice lowering. "Then stop trying to clean it up and start using it. You've already fooled Victor this far. Keep going. Get close to him. Find out who's really pulling the strings." "And what about you?" Amelia demanded. "Where have you been this whole time?" Elena's lips curved into a sly smile. "Watching. Waiting. You've done better than I expected, sis. Maybe we're not so different after all." Before Amelia could respond, Elena turned and walked out, leaving her standing there with a thousand unanswered questions and a sinking feeling in her chest. The line blurs. As the door clicked shut, Amelia sank onto the bed, the knife still clutched in her hand. Her mind raced with everything Elena had said, and everything she hadn't. The line between their identities was blurring, and Amelia wasn't sure who she was anymore. She had stepped into Elena's world to survive. But now, she was beginning to wonder if she could ever step back out. The reflection staring back at her from the mirror wasn't her own. It was Elena's. And for the first time, Amelia couldn't tell the difference. Chapter 7, The Heist. The meeting with Elena had left Amelia shaken but determined. Her sister's cryptic words about Victor's empire, her own leverage, and the suggestion to keep going weighed heavily on Amelia's mind. The more she stepped into Elena's shoes, the more she realized she had no choice but to follow the path her sister had carved. Now that path led straight into the heart of Victor's next operation. The notebook held the key. Elena had been planning a major heist, one that Victor had entrusted to her and that now fell squarely on Amelia's shoulders. The target was a private vault rumored to hold millions in cash and priceless artifacts. For Victor, it was a power play. For Amelia, it was a chance to gain his trust, and maybe uncover the truth about Elena's endgame. The plan. The heist was meticulously detailed in the notebook. Amelia spent hours studying the blueprint, memorizing every entry point, exit route, and contingency plan. The vault was located in the basement of a luxury hotel, guarded by state-of-the-art security systems and a small army of private guards. To pull it off, she needed a team, and to her dismay, she realized she'd have to rely on Elena's criminal associates. The first call went to Lana Vasquez, who agreed to join only after a lengthy conversation filled with thinly veiled threats and demands for a larger cut. Next was Dmitry, a wiry safecracker with a reputation for being unreliable but brilliant under pressure. Rounding out the group was Carlos, a tech expert who had worked with Elena in the past and seemed more interested in proving his skills than the payout. As Amelia gathered the team, she couldn't shake the feeling that she was being watched. Every move she made, every whispered plan, felt like it was under scrutiny. Victor's men were keeping tabs on her, waiting for any misstep that might confirm their suspicions. Into the lion's den. The night of the heist arrived, and Amelia felt the weight of her role pressing down on her. She had donned the wig, the makeup, and the attitude of Elena so many times now that she barely recognized herself anymore. But this time it wasn't just about appearances, it was about action. If she faltered, the consequences would be immediate and deadly. The team met in a nondescript van parked a few blocks from the hotel. Inside, Carlos displayed the schematics on a tablet, his fingers flying across the screen as he outlined the plan one last time. "Remember," Carlos said, glancing at Amelia, "timing is everything. We've got 20 minutes tops before the guards start rotating again." "Got it," Amelia replied, her voice firm. She glanced at Lana, who was checking her weapons with an unnerving calm. "Everyone knows their role. Let's move." The heist unfolds. The operation began smoothly. Carlos disabled the hotel's security cameras, allowing Amelia and Lana to slip into the service entrance unnoticed. Dmitry followed, carrying the tools needed to breach the vault. Every second felt like an eternity as they moved through the narrow hallways, their footsteps muffled by the thick carpet. When they reached the vault, Dmitry went to work, his hands steady as he manipulated the lock. The soft clicks of tumblers falling into place were the only sounds in the room, punctuated by the occasional murmur from Carlos through their earpieces. "We're in," Dmitry whispered, stepping back as the vault door swung open. Inside, the vault was a treasure trove of wealth. Rows of cash-filled briefcases, stacks of gold bars, and intricately designed artifacts that gleamed under the fluorescent lights. Lana and Dmitry moved quickly, loading the loot into duffel bags while Amelia kept watch. 5 minutes, Carlos warned through the comms. "Guards are starting their sweep." "Almost done," Lana replied, her voice calm but urgent. As they finished loading the last of the loot, a sound froze them in their tracks, the faint click of a gun being cocked. "Well, well," a voice drawled. "Looks like someone couldn't resist the temptation." Amelia turned slowly, her heart pounding. Standing in the doorway was Victor himself, flanked by two armed men. His icy gaze swept over the scene, landing on Amelia with a mix of amusement and suspicion. "The double cross. Care to explain what you're doing here, Elena?" Victor asked, his tone deceptively calm. Amelia's mind raced. She had planned for contingencies, but she hadn't expected Victor to show up in person. She forced herself to meet his gaze, channeling every ounce of confidence she could muster. "Making sure your operation doesn't fail," she replied. "You said to prove my loyalty. Here it is." Victor's lips curled into a smirk, but his eyes remained cold. "Loyalty is a funny thing, isn't it? Especially when it comes to family." The words hit Amelia like a blow. Did he know? Was this a trap? Before she could respond, Victor motioned to one of his men, who stepped forward and grabbed the duffel bags. "We'll take it from here," Victor said. "You've done your part. Now let's see if you can finish what you started." Amelia knew better than to protest. As Victor and his men left with the loot, she realized the true extent of Elena's manipulation. This wasn't just about a heist, it was about power plays, betrayals, and a game far more dangerous than she had imagined. Fractured team. Back at the rendezvous point, the team was in disarray. Lana was furious, Dmitry was panicked, and Carlos was eerily silent. Amelia did her best to calm them, but the cracks in their trust were evident. "This isn't over," Amelia said, her voice firm despite the chaos. "We've got what we need to take Victor down. Now we just have to use it." But even as she spoke, she couldn't shake the feeling that the web of lies was tightening around her. Victor's parting words echoed in her mind, a chilling reminder that the game was far from over. Chapter 8, Twisted Alliances. The aftermath of the heist left Amelia rattled. Victor's sudden appearance had not only disrupted her plan but also reinforced the treacherous ground she was navigating. As she sat in the quiet of her motel room, the reality of her situation sank deeper. She had entered a world of predators where trust was a liability, and every ally could become an enemy. Her phone buzzed, breaking her thoughts. It was a text from an unknown number. "Again. You're in deeper than you think. Victor knows more than he's letting on. You're playing his game now." Amelia gripped the phone tightly, the warning sending chills down her spine. The message confirmed what she'd feared. Victor suspected her. And if he truly knew she wasn't Elena, then this game had already become a deadly trap. Fractured loyalties. The team met in a secluded warehouse the next day to regroup. Tensions were high and the air was thick with mistrust. Lana leaned against a crate, her fiery red hair framing a scowl as she glared at Amelia. "What the hell was that, Elena?" Lana spat. "Since when does Victor show up to a job like that? And why didn't you warn us?" Amelia's mind raced for a plausible explanation. "He didn't trust me," she said, keeping her voice steady. "He wanted to see if I'd follow through. I didn't know he'd show up until he did." "That's convenient," Dimitri muttered, pacing the room. "Maybe he doesn't trust you because you've been double-crossing him." "Enough," Amelia snapped, her voice sharp. "If Victor didn't trust me, I'd be dead right now. Instead, we're still standing and we still have leverage." Lana crossed her arms, her eyes narrowing. "Leverage? He took the loot, Elena. What leverage do we have?" Amelia hesitated, then pulled out the scrap of paper she'd found at the pier. She unfolded it, holding it up for the team to see. "This," she said. "Elena's leverage, Victor's biggest secret. Someone knows what it is and we're going to find out." Lana snatched the paper, her gaze flicking over the words. "A safe house," she said, her tone skeptical. "You really think this will lead us to something useful?" "It's our best shot," Amelia replied. "Unless you'd rather sit here and wait for Victor to come after us. A dangerous trail." The address on the paper led to a derelict building on the outskirts of the city. It was the kind of place that looked abandoned but wasn't. Windows boarded up but faint signs of activity visible in the shadows. Amelia, Lana, and Dimitri approached cautiously, their weapons drawn. Inside, the air was damp and stale, the faint hum of electricity the only sound. The safe house was sparsely furnished, with a few chairs, a table, and a stack of crates against one wall. On the table lay a laptop, its screen glowing softly. Carlos, who had stayed behind to monitor communications, spoke through Amelia's earpiece. "The laptop's broadcasting a signal. Could be a trap, but it's definitely active." Amelia exchanged a glance with Lana before stepping forward. Her fingers hovered over the keyboard as she navigated the files. Most were encrypted, but one folder was accessible. It contained a single video file labeled "proof." She clicked it. The grainy footage showed Victor in a dimly lit room, speaking to a man whose face was partially obscured. The conversation was brief but damning. It detailed a deal involving stolen military weapons, implicating Victor in a plot far more sinister than Amelia had imagined. "Holy hell," Lana muttered, leaning over Amelia's shoulder. "This could bury him." Amelia copied the file onto a flash drive and slipped it into her pocket. "We've got what we need. Let's get out of here." A double-edged sword. Back at the warehouse, the team reviewed the footage in tense silence. The proof was clear. Victor wasn't just a crime boss. He was involved in something that could bring federal authorities crashing down on him. It was the kind of leverage Elena had been counting on to turn the tide in her favor. "This changes everything," Dimitri said, his voice tinged with both awe and fear. "If we use this, Victor's done. And so are we if he finds out we have it," Lana countered. "This kind of power doesn't come without a cost." Amelia knew they were right. The video was a weapon, but one that could backfire spectacularly if Victor discovered their plans. Still, it was the only way forward. "We use it carefully," Amelia said. "We don't go straight to Victor. We need to figure out who else is involved, who we can turn against him." Lana scoffed. "You really think you can outmaneuver him? This isn't some therapy session, Elena. This is life or death." Amelia met Lana's gaze, her resolve hardening. "Then it's time to see how good I've gotten at this game." A twist in the shadows. Later that night, as Amelia sat alone, replaying the video on her laptop, a knock at the door startled her. She grabbed her knife, her heart racing as she approached cautiously. "Who is it?" she called. "It's me." Elena's voice again. Amelia hesitated before opening the door, and there stood her sister, looking as composed and enigmatic as ever. "We need to talk," Elena said, stepping inside. You've done well so far, but you're in over your head. Amelia closed the door, her anger bubbling to the surface. You think? I've been cleaning up your mess, risking my life, and now Victor's breathing down my neck. Elena smirked, unbothered. And yet you've managed to survive. Maybe you're more like me than you thought. I don't want to be like you, Amelia snapped. I just want to end this. Elena's expression softened, just slightly. Then listen carefully. Victor's not your biggest problem. The people behind him, the ones funding his operations, they're the real danger. If you want to win, you'll need more than that video. You'll need to play them against each other. And what about you? Amelia asked, her voice sharp. Where do you fit into all this? Elena smiled, a cryptic curve of her lips. You'll find out soon enough. Before Amelia could respond, Elena turned and disappeared into the night, leaving her with more questions than answers. Chapter 9, The Final Mirror. Amelia sat alone in the motel room, Elena's cryptic words replaying in her mind like a haunting melody. The revelation that Victor wasn't the true mastermind behind the operation unsettled her. Victor was merely a pawn, then who were the players controlling the game? More importantly, why had Elena dragged her into this dangerous conspiracy? The weight of the video file felt heavier than ever. It was the key to Victor's downfall, but it was also a beacon that could lead his enemies straight to her. For the first time, Amelia wondered if her sister had set her up as collateral damage in her own twisted game. A dangerous alliance. The next morning, Amelia called an emergency meeting with Lana, Dimitri, and Carlos at the warehouse. The tension was palpable as they gathered around a small table, their faces etched with mistrust and fatigue. We've got the proof, Amelia began, holding up the flash drive. But this isn't just about Victor anymore. There's a bigger game at play, and if we don't figure out who's pulling the strings, we're all dead. Lana arched an eyebrow. And how do you propose we do that, genius? Amelia set the flash drive on the table, her expression resolute. We use this to flush them out. Whoever Victor is working for won't want this information getting out. If we leak just enough to draw them out, we can find out who they are, and use that against them. Dimitri shook his head, his voice tinged with fear. You're talking about going up against people we don't even know. This isn't just risky, it's suicidal. It's the only way, Amelia replied. If we don't make a move, Victor will figure out we have this and he'll come for us. At least this way we stay one step ahead. Lana leaned back, her eyes narrowing. Fine. But if this goes south, don't expect me to stick around. Amelia nodded, knowing that trust among the group was fragile at best. We do this carefully. Carlos, can you set up an anonymous leak? Carlos smirked, his fingers already flying across his laptop's keyboard. Consider it done. Setting the trap. By nightfall, the video file had been sent to a handful of key players in Victor's network, each marked as a trusted ally in Elena's notebook. Amelia knew it was a gamble, but the goal was to force Victor's hand, to make him question who in his inner circle might be turning against him. The trap worked faster than Amelia expected. Within hours, Carlos intercepted an encrypted message between Victor and one of his top lieutenants. The message revealed a meeting scheduled for the following night at a private estate on the outskirts of the city. The topic: identifying the source of the leak. We've got him, Carlos said, grinning. He's scrambling. Amelia nodded, her mind racing. If Victor was panicking, it meant he hadn't yet connected the leak to her. But she couldn't rely on luck for much longer. We'll crash the meeting, she said, her voice steady. If Victor's dealing with his inner circle, we'll get closer to the real players behind this. The meeting. The estate was a sprawling mansion, its manicured lawns and high walls a stark contrast to the gritty world Amelia had been navigating. She and Lana arrived in a stolen car, dressed in sleek black outfits that allowed them to blend with the shadows. Carlos and Dimitri stayed behind to monitor communications, ready to provide support if things went wrong. Inside, the air was thick with tension. Victor stood at the head of a long table, his piercing gaze scanning the room as his lieutenants murmured among themselves. Amelia and Lana slipped into an alcove overlooking the room, listening intently. This leak is a direct threat to everything we've built, Victor said, his voice cold and commanding. Someone here is working against me and I will find out who. One of the lieutenants, a tall man with a scar running down his jaw, spoke up. We've been loyal to you, Victor. If there's a traitor, it's not one of us. Victor's lips curled into a sinister smile. Loyalty is a fragile thing. Let me show you how easily it can break. He motioned to one of his guards who dragged a trembling man into the room. Amelia recognized him immediately, Tony the bartender. Her heart sank. Victor hadn't forgotten her carefully planted evidence. Tony here has been very helpful, Victor said, his tone laced with mockery. But it seems his usefulness has run its course. Before anyone could react, Victor pulled a gun and shot Tony in the chest. The room fell silent, the sound of the gunshot echoing like a thunderclap. Amelia fought to keep her composure as she watched the life drain from Tony's body. Let this be a lesson, Victor said, his gaze sweeping over the room. Betray me and you'll wish for a quicker end. A revelation. As the meeting continued, Amelia's attention shifted to a man seated at the far end of the table. He was older, with silver hair and an air of authority that even Victor seemed to respect. Amelia leaned closer, her breath catching as she heard the man speak. We need to contain this, the man said. The leak isn't just about you, Victor. If this gets out, it jeopardizes everything. Handle it, or I will. Amelia turned to Lana, her voice barely a whisper. That's him. That's the real power behind Victor. Lana nodded, her expression grim. Then we've got our next target. A narrow escape. As the meeting adjourned, Amelia and Lana slipped out of the estate undetected. Back at the warehouse, they shared their findings with Dimitri and Carlos. The man with the silver hair, identified as Martin Graves, was a high-ranking figure in an international criminal syndicate. Taking him down would be nearly impossible, but Amelia knew they had no choice. We're not just fighting Victor anymore, Amelia said. We're taking on an entire empire. The weight of her words hung heavy in the air. The team was fractured, their trust fragile, and their enemies more powerful than ever. But Amelia was resolute. She had to become the monster to destroy them, so be it. As she stared at her reflection in the mirror, she saw both herself and Elena staring back. The line between them had all but vanished. And for the first time, Amelia didn't care. Chapter 10. Shattered Reflections. The discovery of Martin Graves' involvement elevated the stakes to an almost insurmountable level. Graves wasn't just powerful, he was untouchable, the kind of figure who could erase people from existence with a phone call. But Amelia was done running. With Victor's organization on the brink of collapse, the time had come to strike at the heart of the empire and finally expose the truth. The plan was simple but dangerous. Infiltrate Graves' operation, use the video evidence to destabilize his control, and escape before the fallout consumed them all. Yet in her heart, Amelia knew this wasn't just about survival anymore. This was about justice. For herself, for those Victor and Graves had destroyed, and even for Elena, whose reckless choices had dragged them both into this deadly game. Betrayal and strategy. The team gathered at the warehouse one last time. The air was heavy with tension as Amelia laid out the plan. Graves has a meeting scheduled tomorrow night at his private compound, she began, pointing to the map spread out on the table. If we can access his servers, we'll find enough evidence to bring him down. The video we have is enough to rattle Victor, but Graves is the real prize. Carlos frowned, his fingers drumming on the table. You're talking about hacking into the most secure system we've ever faced. Even with my skills, it's a suicide mission. Not if we create a diversion, Amelia countered. Lana and Dimitri will take out the power grid. Carlos, you'll use the downtime to breach the system. I'll go in and plant the final piece of evidence. Something that will pit Graves and Victor against each other. Lana leaned back in her chair, a skeptical smile tugging at her lips. And what happens when this all goes south? Because it will. We adapt, Amelia said firmly. We've made it this far. We can finish this. The room fell silent. One by one, the team nodded, though their faces betrayed doubt and fear. Amelia couldn't blame them. She was asking them to risk everything on a plan that hinged on timing and luck. But she also knew they didn't have a choice. Compound. The compound was a fortress surrounded by high walls, armed guards, and state-of-the-art surveillance. Under the cover of darkness, the team moved into position. Lana and Dimitri split off to disable the power grid while Amelia and Carlos approached the main building. As they crept through the shadows, Amelia couldn't shake the feeling that they were being watched. Every step felt heavier, every sound amplified. She gripped the small flash drive tightly, the weight of its contents a constant reminder of the stakes. Power's down, Dimitri's voice crackled through the earpiece. You've got 10 minutes. Carlos worked quickly, bypassing the first layer of security to gain access to Grave's servers. Amelia stood guard, her heart pounding as she scanned the darkened halls for any sign of movement. "I'm in," Carlos whispered. "Uploading the video now." The moment felt surreal. After everything they had endured, the end was finally within reach. But Amelia's sense of relief was short-lived. Elena's final play. As they moved to leave, Amelia's earpiece buzzed again, this time with a voice she didn't expect. "Nice work, sis." Amelia froze, her blood turning to ice. "Elena?" From the shadows, Elena stepped into view, a gun in her hand and a smirk on her lips. She looked calm, almost amused, as she leveled the weapon at Amelia. "You really went all in, didn't you?" Elena said, her tone laced with mockery. "Stepping into my world, pretending to be me. I have to admit I'm impressed. What are you doing here?" Amelia demanded, her voice trembling with both fear and anger. "You said this was about taking down Victor and Graves." "It is," Elena replied. "But you were never supposed to get this far. Now you've got something I need, and I can't let you leave with it." Amelia's mind raced. Her sister had manipulated her from the start, using her as a pawn to weaken Victor's organization while keeping Graves' attention elsewhere. Now, with the evidence in play, Elena was ready to make her final move. "You are going to let me take the fall," Amelia said, her voice cold with realization. "You wanted me to be the scapegoat." Elena's smirk faltered, but only for a moment. "You're not cut out for this life, Amelia. You've always been the good one, the predictable one. I couldn't risk you ruining everything." "And what about you?" Amelia shot back. "You think Graves will let you walk away? You're just as expendable as the rest of us." "Maybe," Elena said. "But I'll take my chances." A deadly choice. The standoff lasted only seconds, but it felt like an eternity. Amelia's hand inched toward her knife, her heart pounding as she weighed her options. She couldn't let Elena win, not after everything she'd endured. "Elena," Amelia said quietly, her voice steady. "Don't do this." For a moment, her sister hesitated, a flicker of something unspoken passing between them. But before either could move, a gunshot rang out. Elena staggered, her hand flying to her chest as blood blossomed across her shirt. Behind her stood Lana, her gun still raised, her expression cold and unyielding. "Couldn't let her ruin the plan," Lana said simply, lowering her weapon. Amelia rushed to her sister's side, cradling her as Elena's breathing grew labored. "Why, Elena?" she whispered, tears streaming down her face. "Why couldn't you just trust me?" Elena's lips curved into a faint smile, her voice barely a whisper. "You were always better than me." With that, Elena's eyes closed, and the weight of her death settled over Amelia like a crushing wave. The fallout. The team barely escaped the compound as chaos erupted. Graves' men discovered the breach, and the ensuing firefight provided the distraction they needed to slip away. By the time the authorities arrived, the compound was in disarray, and the evidence Amelia had planted was already making waves in Graves' network. Back at the warehouse, Amelia sat alone, staring at the blood-stained flash drive in her hand. The game was over, but the cost had been immeasurable. Elena was gone, Victor and Graves were on the run, and Amelia was left with the hollow victory of having survived. As she looked into the mirror, she saw not herself nor Elena, but a fractured reflection of both. She had stepped into her sister's world and emerged a different person, stronger, harder, but forever changed. For the first time, she realized the truth. There were no winners in this game. Only survivors.